Lot 260 is a Polaroid Viva camera with Viva color photos.
More cheese.
There it is. I beg your pardon.
Snap.
Cheese. Camera?
No, listen, you're getting way out of line here, Ryan. Just settle down.
Yes,
lot number
sir.
260 is a Polaroid Viva camera with Viva color photos from the camera shop Thank You in Lower Gardner Street in the city. We will start the bidding on this at £21. How's that? £21. We'll start the bidding. Do I hear a bid of 21? £21 for a camera? You're joking. A Polaroid Viva camera with Viva color photos. We're starting bidding at £21. You can do that. The lot number is 260. And if I were you, I would race to the phone with my £21 bid in my hand. And I would ring the CRC on 334364.
Where you can get for item 425 for next to nothing, because no one seems to be interested in it. We should have the court. We have the Courtney Crest this morning. Well, this is house nameplate in polished marble, which is a beautiful item. It's being donated by Michael Rowan's Sons of Corlins Court, Fox Rock, County Dublin. And we've had no bids for it yet, so let's start the ball rolling on that. We'll say £30 upwards. We'll start the bidding at £30. It's item 425. It's a house nameplate in polished marble, and you can start the bidding for that now. Item 301 is a voucher for a bouquet of flowers every month for 12 months from Connolly's of Berkeley Street in Dublin 2. Hi, and thanks to them this morning. And we're starting the bidding for that at £100. £100. That's item number 301. The CRC, call them now on 334364.
Pap, we have a sale coming up. I do believe we have a sale coming up. Lot number 596 is a voucher for wallpaper from Hugh Falken, Decorating Centre Limited. What am I bid for 596? We have a bid of £25 from you, Patricia Thorpe. Selling once, selling twice, sold. Well done, Patricia. A good buy. The voucher for wallpaper from Hugh Falken, Decorating Centre Limited. Thank you, Patricia. The CRC thanks you for your £25. Good on you. Lot number 401. Lot number 401 was... Ah, this was yours. Kieran, you've sold this one.
What's this?
Yep, there you go. You do it. You sold it.
Is that mine?
Yeah,
oh,
go
where
ahead.
Where are we? Oh, a voucher. Yes.
It was the white vine.
The vine? The white vine? The white vine of Michael Schneider, one case of, from Cassidy Wines in Stillorgan Industrial Estate. We were looking for... Oh, we were looking for about £35, and we've got a bid for £45, so it goes. Have a very nice weekend, Mrs. Hardrun in 29 Sea Park in Malahide. I mean, the wine flow, and she's bought that, so have a nice weekend on that from us. And we've also sold the paint. We were looking for about £15. We've got £15 for that. That's two and a half litre cans of Berger paint from Berger Paints in Malahide Road. And it went to John Brennan in 41 Georgian Hamlet in Baldoyle. £15. Don't forget, for all your bids, contact the CRC on 334364.
Lot number 435, ladies and gentlemen. Four tickets for the Carlton Cinema, donated by the Carlton Cinema, naturally enough. What am I bid for 400, lot 435? Four tickets for the Carlton Cinema. You, sir, thank you. £5. £5. Do I hear any more on five? £8 to you, Sarah Jane. Thank you. Sarah Jane, the bid stands at £8. We can't possibly let these four tickets for the Carlton Cinema go as cheaply as £8. That would be highway robbery, and we would be the victims. £8, the bid stands. This item is not yet for sale. We still need, if I can have another £3 on top of that eight, another £3 bid for the four tickets to the Carlton Cinema, we will have that item on for sale, and the ball is really rolling on it. And that is lot number 435. Lot number 237 is a red-dressed rag doll from P&J Jewellers in Donnymead Shopping Centre. This item is, yes, thank you, Evan McCutcheon. We have a bid of £8 from you, sir. I'm sorry... That's not enough. We can't possibly let it go below. All right. You twist my arm. You break my back already. 13. You give us 13. That item will be for sale. That beautiful red-dressed rag doll. And here are these kangaroo shoes again. These items are now on the floor. They are now for sale. We had a bid from you, Brendan Young, of £18. And a bid from you, Elaine Stenson, of £20. You've started it, Elaine. £20 makes me put that item on sale. 537 is its lot number. The pair of kangaroo shoes from Boylan's of Berkeley Street. And the bid is £20. That item is now for sale. The bid is £20. Give us your bid for that. CRC 334364.
Well, we are selling. What about an aerial view of swords? Find out who has dandruff in the swords area with a helicopter.
helicopter ride for four persons around the Swords area on the 27th or 28th of April. The value of it was around about the £40 mark. We have a bid for £50 and it's going, gone to Mrs. Porter in Skerries, County Dublin, who bid £15. Enjoy yourself. Have a nice ride there on us. And we have another item here. Yes, the four-piece silver tea set has at last managed to generate some interest. It's donated to us by Jemison Jewellers in Henry Street in Dublin 1. We were looking for about £180. We've a bid of £150. We couldn't even consider giving it away for £150.
Giving it away was the word.
Absolutely. No. I tell you what, Helen McDowell in Ardmore Park in Bray playing poker with us. Come on, Helen. Another £30, £40, £50 and we'll think about it. I mean, we won't even think about that, but you just keep bidding. Anyone else wants to bid, it's item number 372. Item number 372, it is a beautiful four-piece silver tea set. Item number 487 is a silver Celtic cross and chain. We have a bid in for £25 for it. We're looking for bids of £45 upwards, so that is not coming into our area yet. It's a silver Celtic cross. Mrs. McDonnell in Seatown Villa Swords has bid us £25 for that. Come on, Mrs. McDonnell, stop playing poker with us. Start adding a few pounds onto that. Let's get up towards around about £45 and we'll start considering it. It's item number 487. Your bids, please, now to the CRC on 334364.
Ladies and gentlemen, what am I bid for this? 467, the lot number 467. This is the family membership to Columbus Health and Squash Club up at the Leopardstown Racecourse. Now, we have a bid from you, Vivian, of £100. £100 does not put this item up for sale. Ladies and gentlemen, come on. Give me a break, as they say in the movies. This is a family membership. A family membership to Columbus Health and Squash Club. It's up near the race course. The old man doesn't want to get squashed or healthy. He can go to the races. This is a family membership. £100 does not put this item up for sale. All right, I'll lower my previous price. I'll put it out there for 148. If we get a bid of 148, this item will go on for sale. It is lot number 467. 467, a family membership to the Columbus Health and Squash Club at the Leopardstown Racecourse. Let me hear 148. Now, what do we have here? Oh, yes. There was a typing error before. This is lot number 402, that lovely Irish crocheted blouse, size 34-38, made by Mrs. Veronica Phelan in Clontarf. Now, our little computer thing just boo-booed slightly. I said that the bid was 30 on that, and in fact, the bid from you, Mrs. O'Brien in Clontarf, was £50. You're a champion, but you're not quite there. We cannot possibly put that item up for sale at £50. I'm sorry, we have to have... I'll come down, all right? I'll come down too. What did I say? 64 before for this blouse? 62. If we hear a bid of 62, that item goes out for sale. For sale. Bidding can start honestly then. We must have a bid of nothing less than £62. All right? For this Irish crocheted blouse, size 34-38, and its lot number is 402. Now, I promised you a way to escape. A way to escape the rigors of home life. The way to renew your acquaintance with your loved one. A way to revive the joys of that honeymoon. Lot number 419, lot number 419, ladies and gentlemen, is a voucher for a weekend for two. Excuse me, gentlemen, and I use the term ill-advisedly. A weekend for two, two nights bed and breakfast. You ruined the mood, McGarry.
I was humming here. Come on, let's go.
You ruined the mood.
What's new, Patsy?
Sorry.
Somebody should have told me the mic was on.
The heat is on.
Let's start again. Lot number 419. It's a weekend for two. Two nights, bed and breakfast, plus a dinner. The offer includes admission to the disco for both nights. Feel young again, or if you are young, you'll know the territory. Now, it's valid till the end of May. And all you need to do is talk to Saks Hotel in Donnybrook. All you need to do is talk to them when you've bought this voucher for the weekend for two nights B&B plus one dinner and into the disco with you afterwards. At Saks Hotel, a little bit of, well, just do it. Why not? Take a free holiday for nothing. There you are. Lot number 419. We must start with a bid of around £105 for that, I think. And my bid, £105 for lot number 419. That weekend for two at Saks Hotel. And the number to ring is CRC's phone number on 334364.
Pat?
Yes?
I hate to do this to you.
The tree.
The tree.
The tree is
not
back.
The tree.
It is a tree again.
No.
You bid us £40, Pat. Well, we had an equaling offer from C. McConnell of Woodbine Road, Rohini, who also bid £40. What'll you do?
42. I said 42 last time.
Say 45.
45.
50? 50, £50 from Eugene Casey, who is new into the race in Orland Park in Lusk in Dublin, who has bid us £50. Pat, will you bid us anything on top of £50?
52.
£55 from Nuala Hines of 85 Kilcora Road in Clontarf. And that's where it stands at the moment. The bidding is hotting up. It is item number 594. The tree is 15 years old. It is a Japanese bonsai tree donated by Oakfield Nurseries in Rathgar. You are bidding against Pat Courtney for a beautiful tree, which is worth a lot of money. It's standing way under value at the moment, a bid of £55.
56.
£56.
56 quid. Okay. I tell you, it's typical of the Japanese. The smaller they make it, the more expensive it gets.
Don't mind him. His bark is worse than his bite. Item number 593 goes into the auction. It's an electronic telephone donated by Beamish and Crawford of Fitzwilliam Place in Dublin 2. And we're starting the bidding for it at £18. Nobody has shown any interest. This went in before and we haven't had any calls about it. It's an electronic telephone.
Now, come on.
What does that mean? That means you can wander around your house. You can be in the bath and
it
talk to people.
It has a range, depending on what sort it is, it has a range of something like 100 to 200 yards, I think.
And everybody can listen to you on the radio, can they? Isn't that true?
Everyone, no, no.
I'm sure this is a very good one. They can't listen to you on the radio.
You see, the thing is, if you're outside and if you're basking somewhere or if you're abusing one of the kids and you've got your little electric phone with you and it rings,
right,
this thing goes down beside you, go, oh, there's a telephone call. And you pick it up and you go beep, 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 and you talk to them.
You have one.
They've rung the house.
You obviously have one.
Hey, no, shh, quiet. Quiet. Everyone will want one. Everyone does want one, and you can have one for how much? What is the price on
this? We're starting for £18. I think actually would. Come on. £18. It's item number 593. You're bidding us £18 for...
I know, I'm not.
You have one.
No, I'm not telling.
You do have one.
I'm not telling.
I know he has one. Okay, £18. Come on, it's a beautiful electronic telephone. It's good quality one. Beamish and Crawford have donated it to us, and we'd be very upset if we don't buy it. For £18, item number 593. Item number 223. I'm surprised this hasn't gone in these days of high fuel bills. It's a voucher for 5 rolls of 4-inch attic insulation, plus 1 lagging jacket for the cylinder, donated by Alpine Insulations. Hi, and thanks to them, and Coolock Industrial Estate. And it's worth, it's worth a lot of money, but we're giving it away for £85 this morning. Can we have your bid, please, for £85 for item 223 to the CRC now at 334364.
Give us a beer and I'll drink to you. I'll toast your success on lot 177 if you're going to buy it. Lot 177 is a voucher for a homebrew kit from the Homebrew Centre. Yes, I have a bid, sir. Sean Copperthwaite. You have a £13 from you, Sean? £13, the bid stands. At £13, this item is still for sale. Lot number 177, the voucher for the home brew kit. The bid is £13. Can I have another two? Give us £15 for that. Lot number 237 is the red-dressed rag doll. This is from P&J Jewelers in Donnermead Shopping Centre. And what do we have there? Phyllis. A bid for £13? Thank you, Phyllis. This item is now on the floor. This item is now for sale. £13, the bid stands on the red-dressed rag doll, and the lot number for that is 237. And in the sort of same line here, I don't know if this is an English police car they're talking about or not. It's a 5-foot black and white panda.
It's a car.
Well,
a washing machine on wheels.
Now, a 5-foot black and white panda, we know all about how very difficult these things are to breed in captivity. And it doesn't say if it's stuffed or not. This is lot 340. This is a 5-foot black and white panda. The sort that the little kitties, they crawl into them, and the panda just sits there in the night in the room there where the kids are just dozing off to sleep, and it reassures them because there's someone familiar there. Oh, it's pandas there.
I thought it was a Fiat.
A 5-foot black and white panda, and we're sure it's a bear, you idiot. It's lot 340. Miss May O'Connor, thank you for this. It's a lovely thing to give us. I think we better start the bidding at around £35 for that, all right? If we hear £35 bid on lot 340, the 5-foot black and white panda, and don't the kids always say how much they'd like something like that, if we hear a bid of £35, we'll put that item up for sale. 340 is its lot number. Who is this guy? He's an imposter. Lot number 313 is given to us by the Al Courtney Health Studio. He spells his name wrong, mind you.
The Al Courtney Hair Studio.
The Al Courtney Health Studio.
Health Studio.
He spells his name wrongly. All right, let me say differently. He does the N-E-Y, and ours is actually E-N-A-Y. But then the words Courtney, the way we spell it, and the word health don't really go together. At Crofton Airport Hotel on the Swords Road is the Al Courtney Health Studio, and you can have a voucher for membership for one whole year. That's excellent. For one whole year. What do we bid for this? Let's start the bidding at £100, a straight clear £100 for lot 313, a voucher for membership for 1 year at Al Courtney Health Studio in the Crofton Airport Hotel on the Swords Road. No relation. Lot number 313, the bidding will start at that at £100, ladies and gentlemen, please. Lot number 307 is a facial and hairdo from Chez Daniel.
Chez Daniel.
Chez Daniel.
Very good.
Oh, lovely. In Albert Avenue in Bray. County Wicklow. All right, a facial and hairdo. Depending on how ruined your face is, these things can cost a fortune. Let's open the bidding at £16.50. All right, £16.50 for a facial and hairdo from the excellent face artists at Chez Daniel in Albert Avenue, Bray. Thank you for that donation. Let's start the bidding at £16.50. And we bid £16.50. We hear £16.50. Lot 307 goes for sale. Ring CRC on 334364.
Well, I'm trying to sell item 240, which I don't know how Pat manages to sell his rag doll. I've got no interest in mine. It's a red-dressed rag doll. How do you do it, Pat? P&J Jewelers Limited have donated it to us at Donomead Shopping Centre, Donomead, Dublin 13. And we're looking for, about £13. We're not superstitious. £13 on that, please. Item number 240. Now, we've had an offer on item number 372 from Mrs. Nicholson in Portmarnock Drive, County Dublin. We're looking for £180 on the four-piece silver tea set, and we've got a bit of £180, but I think we'll leave that hanging just a little bit longer.
Oh, yes, I think so. We'll just see how you get on.
Because at £180, it is going for, I think, a little bit below cost price.
Absolutely. £180 is where the bid stands on that. What is the lot number?
£180. The lot number is 372. Your bids, please, for this four-piece silver tea set. To the CRC on 334364.
The time is 9:59 with sunshine as the auction goes on. You can hear all the paper rustling, people running in and out. Everyone shuts up the moment they come in.
That's right.
They
all quiet, show mousy. Yeah.
Robbie Dale was talking to Tony Kenny yesterday. Tony Kenny will be providing the entertainment, or part of the entertainment, along with a top-notch comedian, we're not saying who, for the Sunshine Extravaganza, which is also up for auction. Now, Tony Kenny will be there providing the music and the show, and Robbie was talking to him yesterday, and in just a moment we'll hear some of Tony's music and a little chat with Robbie. It's 9:58.
Down to Earth Health Foods, down from the ESB at 9 Fleet Street, stocking the most comprehensive range of natural and health foods, cosmetics, herbs and spices in Dublin. Personal callers and now mail orders to every corner of the country from Down to Earth at 9 Fleet Street. We do it better.
Frank McGowan, Malahide and Armstrong announce a special sale with 20% off and a free vinyl floor offer for a limited period. The Armstrong Professional Advisor will be available at Frank McGowan, the Green Malahide, all this week. Armstrong, so tough. It's beautiful.
Heard the latest news? Everybody's on strike. They're striking at Chivago Snooker Club, and they're enjoying every second of it. Why? Because they're playing snooker in one of the best clubs in Dublin, and it's not costing them a penny extra. Well, don't just stand there contemplating what ball to pop next. Single winner, and join us at the most luxurious professional snooker club around. That's Chivago Snooker Club, Baggot Street.
3-in-1 oil. Keep it moving. Keep it running smoothly. With 3-in-1 oil, the unique formula. Lubricating, cleaning, protecting. Use it regularly and you may never have to worry about rust or corrosion again. 3-in-1 oil. If it moves, oil it.
Sunshine Radio FM.
With the auction in progress at 9:57, ladies and gentlemen, this is Tony Kenny.
Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. If I made you feel second best, girl, I'm sorry I was blind. But you were always that you're mine. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time.
I told you, we really have a big and important lineup of celebrities involved in our Sunshine Radio extravaganza this year. There's Sean Kinsler, the chef extraordinaire. There's myself, the bottling disaster. That's me, bottling around. I'm great at serving the wine, actually. I'm really very good with champagne. And then, of course, whilst you're eating of the best and drinking of the very best, you'll be entertained by the very best. And I'm sure that you'd agree with me when we say that the man who's going to be entertaining you that night, most of all, is perhaps one of the best known and appreciated cabaret artists in this country today. He's just back from a very successful tour of America. Tony Kenny, thanks for dropping in.
Thank you, Robbie. Nice to be here.
How are you?
Very good. Very good.
Tell us, America, was it really a big success, and did you enjoy it as much as you said?
Well,
I know you got into trouble there a bit, but
yeah, we had a bit of a problem with the bus. Ooh. But you know, when I came back, I said never again, because it's really tough, you know. But having said that, I have signed to go again next year in January. So
yeah, because you come back and you remember all the good parts, right?
Yeah,
you forget all the rough.
I mean, I came back, I was absolutely exhausted, because we did something like 87 concerts in 93 days. You know, so it was tough.
And there's a lot of Irish over there, and they just love to have the acts from home.
Oh, they do. But a thing I found out there, which really amazed me, is there are a lot of people who are not from any particular ethnic group,
mm-hmm.
and they like to be honorary Irishmen as well, particularly in the southern states. And they come out in force, and they'll cry for Danny Boy and all that. You know?
Yeah, and they'll drink green beer.
Oh, they'll do anything.
Yeah. Anyway, so what are you doing now?
At the minute, I'm at the Bremer Rooms in Churchtown. I'll be there until the 27th of the month.
Yeah, I heard that was going very well.
Very good, yeah. It's a nice venue, you know. It's
people are always saying what a great professional act you put together. They say an all-round entertainer. That's what they say to me. Nice, yeah. Tony Kenny, well worth going to see. Mm. So where are you going on to from there?
Well, after the Bremer Rooms, that finishes on the 27th. I start in Jury's Hotel for the summer season on the 28th.
Mm-hmm.
So you've been very busy. The end of October.
And one way or another, in fact, you're going to arrange a free night for our extravaganza, so the night we have this, you'll be able to come along with the show, musicians, comedians, whole thing.
We
haven't actually settled on the comedian yet. We've got two or three in mind, and I know that you've got one in mind, one in mind, and it's something we'll have to actually put to the person who ends up buying it. We'll give them a choice of that comedian.
That's a good idea, yeah.
Isn't that a good idea?
Yeah, as for the night we're going to have it on, I think that's more or less your problem, because
we've got it all
I'm pretty
fixed
tied
up.
To time, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to doing it. I enjoy always doing stuff for the CRC, because it's such a great cause, you know.
You have a new single.
I have a new single. It's it's a bit recent at the moment. It's just out of the Irish charts last week. It had been 4 or 5 weeks there. And it's a number which is probably well known to everyone. It's a number I've been doing in my act for a long time. And people said, why don't you record that? Why don't you record it? And I said, oh, it's been done, and, you know. But I then discovered that it had never actually been in the Irish charts.
Mm-hmm.
So I recorded it. It's an old Willie Nelson song, mm-hmm. Always On My Mind, it's called. And, you know, I was happy with the success of it.
Well, you're the one that I like very much. I don't, most probably it's the one that you hate the most, but I'm always playing it. I'm going to play it again, and that is Rock and Roll, You're Beautiful.
Rock and Roll, You're Young and You're Beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. I just love that particular song, you know, and it's the, I think it's the first track on your album, on this album here.
It's a strange song that that had been released for 6 months before it got into the charts.
Mm. It's one that we get requested here.
Is that so, yeah?
Many, many times.
Well, it's the same live. It's one of those songs, and even though, while it was out, and I did say it took a long time for it to make the charts, it was one of those records that sold over a long period, and whenever I do perform it live, it's great to see the audience singing it, you know. I mean, it didn't sell in vast quantities, and that's what makes it amazing that so many people do know it. They recognise the chorus, you know.
Great, Tony. Well, anyway, we will have a little chat again tomorrow.
Yes.
To organise things. We're absolutely delighted that you have agreed to give your time to our extravaganza in aid of the Central Remedial Clinic. We're looking forward to the night, and believe me, it will be great.
Well, I'm looking forward to it too, and I hope the auction goes well.
Oh, you'll meet lots of lovely people, because the people that end up buying these extravaganza evenings, my experience to date has been, and this is the fifth, that they go out on that evening really to enjoy themselves, and they don't really look at how much has been spent on that evening and how much it's cost them, because they know that all that money is going to help the CRC continue the great work they do.
I like them already.
Okay, Tony. Thanks very much for coming
Thank you, Robbie.
If you like the songs they used to play, then maybe you would like the way my mom and daddy danced together, close enough to find out whether furthermore they should pursue the kind of things that lovers do. A kiss upon the cheek was charming, but on the lips was quite alarming. Rock and roll, you're young and you're beautiful, and I'm sure you'll understand. Rock and roll, you're fun, but it's beautiful. Take you home. Tomorrow may I telephone. Was once upon a time quite normal, but now it's rather more informal. Sending flowers used to be the way, when lost for words a rose would say, I love you and I really miss you, and how I'd really like to kiss you.
Dancing hand in hand.
Tony's finished. Sunshine Radio with the auction. The time is 5 minutes past 11. Five past 11. Well, I think we can shift a couple of these here, Kieran. Lot number 340, the black and white panda, 5 feet tall, given to us by Miss May O'Connor. We had a bit of air, 35 quid from Gillian Kenny. From you, sir, Robert Hurahan, £37. Selling once, selling twice.
Selling
sold.
Three times. I hope he has a driving license.
For your 5 foot black and white panda. A beautiful buy. And what else have we got here? Lot number 177. This was the voucher for the homebrew kit from the Homebrew Centre in Rathgar Road. We had a bid of £13, which put this one on the market. Sean Copperthwaite, John Carroll, thank you. £15 I'm bid. £15 I'm bid for lot 177. Going once, twice, sold for £15 to you, John Carroll. And I hope the beer turns out well. You can give us a pint when you've got a good brew going there. Lot number 447 is for sale. No, it's not for sale yet. We have a bid of £8 on the Visions of Ireland video. Now, this features Jim McCann. It was given to us by WEA of Ireland Limited. £8 will not put this item on the market. That is lot 447. £8 is not enough. Give us another fiver on top of that. Let's see how we go. Am I bid another £5 on this Visions of Ireland video featuring Jim McCann? Its lot number is 447. The number to ring is 334364.
And we're going to sell some items here too. The item number 593, that fella Anonymous has been on to us again. He bid £25 for the electronic telephone. Item number 593. That was soon beaten by Conor Maguire in Ashgrove Court on Drum Dublin 14. £27. It then went to £30 from Finn and Fay, 20 Maywood Avenue in Raheny, Dublin 5. But it's topped off at £31 by James Reid in Whitefield Park, Balls Bridge in Dublin 4. So we're selling that once, selling it twice, selling it three times. Let's hang that one up. Great. £52 is the bid. And are we going to sell this? No, we're not. It's a Philips radio recorder, 539. Well, this is Sunshine Radio. It's a Philips radio recorder, Raymond Heaney of Upper Liffey Street in Dublin 1. And we're not selling that for £52. Robbie's feeling very generous this morning. Okay, oh, we will sell it. It's a bargain this morning, and this is going for nothing. £52. We will sell that item number 539 to Kay Ward of Sutton, who bid £52 for it. Item 373 is into the auction. It's an 18-inch silver tray from Jemison Jewellers, Henry Street in Dublin 1, and we're looking for, around about £70 for that. Let's have your bids for it. Item number 524 is an outdoor domestic. 22 tons of sand or gravel will deliver within the Dublin area. 2, 4, 6, or 8. He will deliver in Dublin 2, 4, 6, or 8. Lennismole Sand Company, RD Street in Dublin 8. And we're looking for £90 for that.
You dig 22 tons, and what do you get?
Give us your bids on 334364.
Kieran, thank you for coming and staying in for so long. You've been here since 6 o'clock this morning.
You're very welcome. It's been a pleasure.
It's good fun, isn't it?
It is.
All right, I know.
Just
you
ask everyone. Keep on supporting and keep listening.
That's right.
334364.
Good on you, Kieran. Thanks very much. We'll see you later.
Hurrah!
Hurrah! No, hooray. Oh, don't. That'll only complicate things. I'll have to explain that now, and I'll have to do it later. Why Robbie said hooray when Kieran was leaving. I'll explain that to you later.
Wait.
May cost you a couple of quid to get an explanation out of me, mind you. Right, Robbie Dale. The seat has been warmed for you.
Every knee shall bow.
Every tongue shall bend.
Good morning.
Oh, gee, here he is.
Morning, campers.
Heidi-ho.
Hey, Kieran, great stuff. Thanks very much indeed. And once again, hurrah.
No, it's hooray.
Hooray.
And I'll tell you why later. It'll cost you a couple of quid to get the explanation out of me.
Right, okay, now, you heard the lovely little chat there. Our very good friend, Tony Kenny, who's involved in the extravaganza. Well, that really has been buzzing along very nicely indeed, and I've got the present sort of situation. I'll give you a rundown, in fact, on that one there. Give me started the ball rolling there with £1,000 anonymous, an anonymous Jameson. That's what I've got written down here. £2,000. It got as far as that there. Anonymous came back at £2,250. Paul McGlade, and I'm sure there's still some more running in him. He's in at £2,400, anonymous £2,500. I'm just skipping on through these here. Carl Nelson, he's of the Burton's Group, £2,600, anonymous £2,750. John Ryan at £2,800. And what have we got here? Frank Horton. Now, there's a name that rings a bell. Frank Horton, he's at the Gilts and Inbank Market, and I'm sure he's got a nice little consortium going there. That's the one to watch there, is the Frank Horton man, because he seems to come in in the final furlongs, always. Now, we've had Hugh Robinson on the phone, who says that he'll go 2,950. So, Frank Horton, you have been top there. 2,900 pounds and 50 pounds, 950 pounds for the extravaganza. Now, we all know at this stage what the extravaganza is. We'll just take some more bidding on that, and maybe we'll get some new blood in the race, all right? We have, in fact, got a certain amount of new blood in the race this year, as you might say, with, in the form of this this very fine two-year-old, Paul McGlade, and Carl Nelson, they're a good stayer, but the man to be, in fact, the men to be aware of here are John Ryan and Frank Horton. I think that they will be hot favourites going up the final furlongs. But this Hugh Robinson, an unknown quantity at this point.
And
we'll see how far he goes.
He's won 3 points to points.
All right. 333-4364 if you'd like to get involved in bidding for the extravaganza. The extravaganza really is a very special one this year. Sean Kinsler is the chef extraordinaire. Myself, staggering about serving the champagne and generally making a fool of myself, but anyway, we thoroughly enjoy ourselves there. We've got all sorts of lovely things, starting off with the beautiful champagne from Verling's. There'll be music played. Tony Kenny's going to put on his show. Comedian winding things up with lashings of Irish coffees, etc. An absolutely super night, and of course the whole thing is going to be put down in photograph form by Bobby Best Studios, and he really is a fantastic photographer. He's done such an excellent job in previous years. And then, of course, one of the highlights is Agnes Matthews and her Irish dancing team. They really are fabulous. So you get a bit of everything there, a bit of culture, a bit of traditional music, a bit of modern music, Tony Kenny, fabulous food, fabulous wine, champagne, the whole thing. And all this for yourself and your lady and another 18 persons, all right? So it's for 10 couples is what you're bidding for, 10 couples. So maybe put a little consortium together, 10 couples. That's where the bidding is right now, up around the £3,000 mark. You've got to get to £3,000 right now if you're going to come in with a bid there to top the 2,950 put in by Hugh Robinson. All right, thanks very much. 333-4364.
And coming up soon, we'll tell you how you can beautify yourself, courtesy of the Sunshine Radio Auction for the CRC. 333-4364 is the number. It's 13 past 11.
With colour pictures on the weird Connemara sect who preach celibate sex. Plus, Marie Osmond worries over throat surgery as she patches up her shaky marriage. And why Eamon McCann sometimes reaches for a few Valium more. Your pop pinup is Michael Jackson. Sunday World. Nobody does it better.
The most exciting island in the Mediterranean. Famous for sunshine, beaches and holidays. Mallorca. Break away. To Mallorca with JWT. There are great hotels and apartments, great reductions for children, and in many apartments, the first child even goes free. Break away. JWT.
We're with you all the way.
Phone Dublin 760-991 for details.
Walden, Dublin's favourite car. Walden Motors are selling second-hand cars at rock-bottom prices. Fords, Opels, Minis, Renaults, Toyotas, Fiats and Datsuns, all their cars are fully serviced, tested and guaranteed. It's no wonder that Walden Motors have been the winning team in Dublin for over 60 years. Stay ahead of the pack with Walden Motors, Coolock and Parnell Street. Walden, the Ford Centre of Dublin.
Oh, I do like to sing along with Victor. Oh, I do like the crack on Sunday nights. Meeting friends down at the sands where everybody claps their hands and sings with Victor and his band.
Oh, it's got to be better than that, hasn't it? Join Vic Mallers for Sing Along of Victor each and every Sunday night at the Sands Hotel, Portmarnock. The Sands Hotel, you can't beat it.
Whether you're the type who pines for the music of a more stately age,
or the sort who knows all the words and exhibits a disturbing tendency to break into song in the confines of a distant bathroom.
When I pretend I'm gay, I never feel that way.
Or if you simply prefer your Sunday morning music to be barely audible over the fizzing of the Alka-Seltzer, Sunshine's FM program is for you on Sunday mornings. While it's business as usual on 539 AM, you have a standing invitation to play it cool with Justin.
Why don't they write songs like this anymore?
McKenna, between 9 and noon, Sunday mornings, on our FM wavelength only at Sunshine 101.
It's 16 past 11. The number for the CRC is 3-3-4-3-6-4. Please, ring it with your bids on our items for auction. Make their day. As the saying goes, 3-3-4-3-6-4. They don't want to hear themselves think for the ringing of telephones.
Since I met you, I've begun to feel so strange. Every time I speak your name, that's funny. You say that you are so helpless too, that you don't.
On Sunshine Radio, where the auction is in full swing for the CRC, that's David Thing and Jackie What's-Her-Name. And could it be I'm falling in love? Yes, we're falling in love with every person that puts a penny into this auction today for the CRC. Look at it. It's 20 past 11. And can they hear themselves think down there? Maybe they can. At the CRC, the volunteers are waiting to hear those phones ring. The number is 334364.
I don't know what's going on here, Pat, but apparently this morning, from what I can understand, is that you made a point of not being an Australian, and you made the point that you're a Kiwi. Is that right?
That did crop up somewhere.
And, yes, and did you possibly insult the Australians?
Oh, very likely, yeah. Did? It's become a habit.
Well, I've got a guy here called Jack McGrath from Brisbane.
Oh, yeah.
Who is visiting at the moment.
Brisbane, lovely
and
town.
And he says £5 to Pat Courtney if he sings Waltzing Matilda.
Really? I've got my guitar out there. I'll do that. I'll get the guitar later. I'll do it with that, shall I?
You'll accept it. You don't want 10 quid, for instance.
That's a good idea.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know all the words.
Go on, insult him some more.
I don't know all the words. He's a banana bender.
All right, there you are.
That's what they call people from Queensland, where Brisbane is. Banana benders.
You banana bender.
You're a banana bender. There
you go. So, okay, Jack, great crack there. Thanks for the five, pal. I'm sure you come up with 10 there.
Yeah.
And find something else for him to do. I mean, what do they call New Zealanders? Let me know.
Hey, hang on. They call Kiwis good cricketers if they've got any sense.
Well, let me know. No, anyway, next thing we go on to here is this item number 594. 594 is this Japanese bonsai tree. Oh, now, this is a fabulous thing.
My tree.
This bonsai tree is 15 years old.
I know.
And it's knee-high to a leprechaun.
To a Japanese man.
Save the leprechaun!
Jeez. Well, what are we up to? Well, we had another bid on it.
Well, Geelong, thanks very much. Oakfield Nurseries is the man. That